here we are, hour number two of On the Air on this Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. We are into autumn, 16 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with Glenn Coble, and we're getting ready for the big prize fight coming up here in 1 hour from now, Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, which will see the return of Dr. Feynman, Progressive Professor, to this station on a new show, new home, after...
You know, he lists himself as WWGH's presidential advisor or something like that.
Does he?
Yeah, and I'm glad. I mean, he is really sharp about
presidents.
Yeah.
But again, what happened was Adam, and he was on Adam's show on Monday morning, mid-morning coffee break, and there was a falling out of some sorts. It wasn't just an I don't want you on the show anymore, or I'm not coming on the show. I'm not really sure what happened. But there was a falling out, and now he's on your show 2 weeks later.
Well, I don't want Adam to think that I did anything to cause the falling out. I just saw the opportunity, and I jumped on it.
To take a guess. And again, if anybody's out there who wants to call in, feel free, 740-383-9944. If Adam's out there, I think he's going to listen to the next hour, I assume.
I hope.
It'd be interesting to know what that whole hullabaloo is about.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I just think it's interesting because, as I said, it's back to the old Jack Benny, Fred Allen radio wars.
Okay. We're all done with good looks and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I think we made the point on that. I don't think we need to go there anymore. But I do think it's very interesting that this will be a show this afternoon. Now, how will you approach Dr. Feynman? What's the entree today?
I am not worthy.
Of being on with Dr. Feynman?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's way smarter than I am.
Well, he's been on with me.
He's way smarter than you are.
Well, I like him. He's okay.
Good. Yeah. I listened to him when he was on with Adam, and that's why I did ask him to be on, because I thought he was, first of all, he and I agree on a lot of stuff. And I thought he was a very good guest, very interesting, very, two or three weeks ago, we got about five calls of four or five gentlemen that absolutely hated my stance. And we will lose those people because when he's on, because they are not going to agree with that. And one of the questions I am going to ask him is one of the people that contacted us two or three weeks ago told us how many lies Biden had told. And I'm going to ask him about that. I did look up, tried to find out some of the lies, but they weren't lies. They were a lot like some of the lies that Trump is telling. They're just not totally the truth.
You know, I came on Monday morning. And I just think, you know, you cannot do a radio show, television show, if you're any kind of news station without talking politics until this election is over.
Yeah.
So people are just going to have to deal with that until we get there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it being over.
And that's what people always say, that, and it will happen. But here's the thing about this, is that over the weekend, I don't understand how far we're going to go. I don't understand... It amazes me because over the weekend I saw this rally that went on here in Marion County for Trump with the flags and the trucks. And then they got all these people together on a Saturday to do this and drive through the counties and buy these flags and do, you know, I was impressed because it's a very... You didn't see that for Hubert Humphrey or Richard Nixon.
No, but we had pretty good turnout for Black Lives Matter, two Saturdays.
Right, but what I'm saying is that people are doing this. This is not organized by the Trump campaign. These are people who just like the guy,
yeah,
who want to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed with that. And but then over the weekend, I saw somebody put a Facebook post up of somebody who had died over the weekend, and we all know who this is. But I don't want to mention the name because what I found so awful about the post was, you know, again, disagree with somebody's policies all day long. Disagree with who they are as a person. That's fine. But the post was they were glad they were dead.
Oh, my.
Because they were making the wrong decisions. And now that can be rectified. Now, how in the world...
That's a good Christian attitude. And I bet that person would say they were a Christian.
Oh, I'm sure they would. But I don't understand how we got to that place.
I don't
understand it. Because these are not the candidates. See, that's what I'm always aware of. You can take the candidates and say whatever you want about them and whatever they say and so on and so forth. We don't have to act like that.
Well, the problem is it feeds off of each other. One guy
doesn't
sees...
have to.
You know, if something... God forbid, if something would happen to Pence or Trump or Barr, there would be hundreds of people who would get on and say... Goodbye to bad rubbish.
And that's awful.
And we shouldn't do that. Death is final. They still had kids. They still had moms and dads. They still had family.
But you know what? For most people, even for these people, politics is not their defining moment. That's not their defining characteristic of the people that they are.
Those people I just mentioned?
Yeah, I think right now it is. But I think when we look back at so many...
politics is defining Barr, for sure. He's been in politics all his life.
Well, no, what I'm saying is when we look back on Jimmy Carter, I think people will look back on Habitat for Humanity because I think people didn't feel he was a great president. I think when people look back on Ronald Reagan...
He was a great Christian.
Okay. But I think when they look back at Ronald Reagan, they will always say president and movie star because you can't erase that from his history.
Right.
I think when you look back at Bill Clinton, unfortunately, it's going to be Monica Lewinsky will be in the first paragraph.
Yeah.
When you look back at George W. Bush, it's going to be 9/11. Mm-hmm. So the party and politics and policy is not always their defining moment.
I'm not sure about George Bush. My wife wouldn't say that about 9/11.
I think time has softened.
She would have given you an awful lot of stuff.
Well, I think that's what people... It just, you know, Roosevelt was president when Pearl Harbor happened, and then there was a war, and it's what defined him.
My grandmother and grandfather absolutely hated him. Now, my early family, well, up until I was... until Richard Nixon... Everybody in my family was Republican, including me, and but they hated him, and I never could understand. He pulled them out of things that.
It's to me that's where we've gone too far. Yeah. That's the problem. You know, these are real people.
Yeah.
You know, at some point we got to understand everybody's a human being. You don't have to agree with people's policies. You don't have to agree with what people do. You don't even have to agree with how they act.
As a card-carrying member of the liberal side, I believe that the reason why so many liberals, so many Democrats, are concerned about the current president is because it just seems like he and the people around him are tearing our democracy down. And I know I got a guy that told me that we are not a democracy, we are a republic, but we are a democracy. And I don't care what you say, everybody refers to us as a democracy, but we are losing our democratic way of government.
Well, like right now, I do believe that the coronavirus relief is being held up because of politics.
That would be horrible if it is.
Well, I think
I'm hoping it is.
I believe what's going on right now because Congress controls the money and they're Democratic, and the president is up for re-election. I believe that's what's going on right now. I believe that President Trump, no matter what it would cost, would love for a check to show up to anybody making $50,000 or less right before the election. I think he thinks that would help him. I think he would like that to happen. I think that
I don't think he cares.
Oh, I think he's savvy when it comes to being
reelected. He's
safe.
He's up on stage. He's at least 10 feet away from everybody. And
why
does he have these rallies where people are standing on top of each other with no masks if he cares?
About money?
No, I was just
talking about money.
I'm talking about if he cares about people.
No, I'm saying if money shows up on people's doorstep right
that
before
will
the election.
Him get the vote.
Sure. Well, why do you think he wanted his name on the first check?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think he would love.
Which he, by the way, didn't give to us.
But I think he would love that to happen. And I think that Congress exactly doesn't want that to happen because they know that that could sway votes.
Congress has already voted a bill to give that money, and it's being held up by the Republicans in the Senate.
because they don't want certain parts of it. But Senate is not the president. Well, they don't. Isn't that what the holdup is?
No.
It isn't?
No, they don't want.
Well, didn't Pelosi
they don't want
just
the
put
Democrats
that
to get the positive.
But didn't Pelosi just put the board up about they wanted so much for this and the Republicans didn't want any for that?
Well, the Republicans don't want to do much of anything, and they're willing to give $1 trillion instead of the $3 trillion, and the Democrats are willing to drop down to $2 trillion. The problem is it's just dollars and cents. We're not quite sure what's in it if it gets. We know what's in it if they go with the full $3 trillion thing, but we don't know what it will be if it goes down to $2 trillion, and we absolutely don't know what it will be if they only go down to $1 trillion. Now, we do know that the average Joe won't get much, any money out of the Republican thing at $1 trillion. So,
I don't think that would pass.
Oh, well, yeah, it wouldn't.
Right. So at this point, it is a political thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. And that's what I'm saying. I cannot believe.
That's why people don't trust politicians.
Could be. But
are hypocrites and liars.
But it's awful that we are in that position right now, that I think if this weren't an election year, I don't know that this would be such a big issue. I know right now when it comes to this Supreme Court hearing that there are senators who right now are making the decision on how they're going to vote and if they're going to hear this totally based on their own reelection. It has nothing to do with anything else but.
No, I agree with that.
That's awful.
And that might be the only thing that saves the Democratic side of that. Is if four senators think, I won't get reelected if I vote. And I think what's going to happen is I think they will put off voting on it until after the election. So at that point, they will know whether they got elected or not. And as a lame duck thing, they can vote in anything they want to, and they will vote her in. It looks like it's going to be her.
Well, the problem is, though, they're running out of time. Yeah. To get it done before the election, because
they're not going to get it done before the election.
I don't. They'd like to.
No, there's a lot of talk about that, but
we'll see what happens.
I think Mitch McConnell is shrewd enough to know that if he wants to keep any of those Republican senators, he better give them some room to wiggle on. And to do that, he can't have the election, or he can't have the nomination go through before the election.
I don't know how that'll work, because I would think if the Republicans end up losing the presidency and the Senate, even though they're all lame duck and they could rush it through, there would always be illegitimacy over that Chief Justice. That's how it was
done. You don't think there's illegitimacy over the Chief Justice, or over the justice that they held up for almost a year because Obama is in the last year, and now they are being.
Well, I don't. I tell you why there's less to that is because the Democrats did have a chance to win that election. If Hillary had won, you know, they were playing very.
She did win, by the way.
We have to break. We'll come back and talk more about that right after this short but important break.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here. By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Anything you'd like to talk about, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. The difference there, I think, was because we all believed that Hillary was going to win the presidency. She didn't do that. So even though the Republicans were delaying the Supreme Court pick of Obama, that still could have ended badly for them. because if Hillary had won.
But they had no chance if they gave him the pick.
Right. Right.
They had no chance.
But they could. It wasn't a sure thing. Just if they went on that election alone, but the problem here is I think that I'm not even sure this is a sure thing. I think there are a lot of things that can happen. I know that Collins and Murkowski have already said they are not going to vote on it before the election. There's two gone. You only have to lose four, and then you got a whole nother problem because if you wait till after the election. You have the Arizona's a runoff, and the Democrat is in the lead in Arizona. So you've lost that one. And Mitt Romney is the only one who voted for the impeachment, Republican, of the president. He said he would hear the hearings. I'm not sure if he would vote for it in a lame duck session. I really don't know if he would. So that's four.
Yeah, but... If they hold it off until after they're into the lame duck session, they're going to know whether it's going to affect the election. And if more Republicans or more Democrats have won seats and will take over the Senate, there's no downside for the Republicans.
But didn't Murkowski
might as well vote
and
for whatever they want to do?
But didn't Murkowski and Collins both say it's dependent on the election?
Yeah, I think so.
So again. There you so there's two.
Yeah, but that's only yeah. But there's no downside for them to say, okay, we'll wait until after the election.
Right, but don't you think if they just completely went back on what they're saying?
Oh, we've already seen that. In the entire Republican Party
but
went back
not.
On what they're saying.
But not them. They're
no,
not.
No.
They are saying what
they're
saying.
There aren't very many honest people in politics, they say. Now, I was an honest person.
Right, but I don't believe that those two, if Biden won, which is what they're saying the election should determine who chooses the next justice. I don't believe those two would vote.
No, they're saying they won't vote until after the election. They did not say...
But what's the reason they gave?
I don't believe...
To see who wins. What other reason would you give?
No, I think that is the reason that they would like us to assume, but I'm not sure that was stated that
way. I think one of them did say that outright.
Okay.
But, I mean, what else could you...
That's why I'm afraid to talk to Dr. Feynman today, because he knows those answers.
I'm sure. I think that's the reasoning. And then you've got the Arizona. Now, we don't know... If he wins, he wins. That's a runoff. He's immediately in there. So... Kiss that one goodbye, because then you only need three, and you've already got two. So then you just would have one Republican senator who would vote no. That's all you would need.
Well, those of us Democrats can only hope, but I don't think it'll come down to that. I think there will be so many arms twisted and stuff like that that I think it'll wait until after the election. But I think they will name the next justice. This president will name the next justice, the current president.
It could happen.
Yeah, I know.
But I also think if he loses, they're not going to be so interested in getting behind him anymore as they have been.
Yeah, but they still want...
And the ones who have lost...
They want the conservative
judges. I would like to look at those 10 who might lose. Let's say 5 of them do. You know, do they feel comfortable just voting on a chief justice when they are going to be out of office in 2 months?
The only advantage that might happen if they wait until after is that what you're saying, there might be some people that aren't being hogtied by the president and his group, those people might nominate a less conservative person, somebody that would... not sway the court so far to the right.
Well, there were a few people last time who they did not think would hold it up. Who did?
Mm-hmm. Well, the last vote on the Affordable Care Act
was a Republican.
Yeah, it was
John McCain.
Yeah,
right. And who would have thought Mitt Romney would have? It didn't matter. He could have voted no impeachment. It wasn't going to change it either way. But he wanted to be on the record. He said as voting. So I don't know that Mitt Romney would. I really don't know if he would vote for the person. If Biden won, and we know he doesn't like Trump, clearly, I really don't know if he would.
Well, Trump said some pretty nasty things about Romney, too.
Right. Well, I just don't know if Romney would vote for it. I think he would. I can see him on the grounds of you're not the president, and this happened before. Mitt Romney wasn't in the Senate when that whole thing went down before with Obama.
What? And I'm going to ask Dr. Feinman this. What will happen to Mr. Trump if he loses? Do you think he will go off? He says he'll go off and you'll never hear from him again. And I say, good. But
so there are a lot of people saying that there are charges already filed in New York.
I can't imagine that we would put a former president into jail.
I don't think there's any choice because it's a state crime and the federal government, you can't pardon.
No, I understand
so
that.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, the people that say, well, he's going to retire the day before the inauguration, Pence will be the president and Pence will give him
pardon?
Pardon, yes.
Can't do it.
Well, I don't think that'll happen just because those are state charges. And he can't get away from the state.
Right, and that's why I'm saying I do feel that he will be charged.
But I think he might be charged, but I don't think they'll ever put him in jail.
But isn't it hard, though, that he's going to be charged for the same thing that sent Michael Cohen to prison?
Yeah, you would think.
The hypocrisy
in this government is
but we're also we're not talking about federal government, though, here. We're talking about New York.
Yeah, I know.
And New York, very liberal.
Yeah.
Very liberal. And
not
the jury
as liberal as California, but yes.
I don't know that. I mean, I would not want to be the president in that particular case. I would not want to be facing charges.
I'd have killed myself already if I was president.
Well, I would think that he's going to go on trial. I would think there is a real possibility that he could go to prison, and certainly there's nobody to pardon him. It is not a Richard Nixon situation.
I think I heard somebody say good when I said I'd kill myself.
It's a very interesting situation because Election Day will not be the end.
No, it will not. And Election Day, unless we're nuts, Election Day will not be Election Day. It'll be Election Week or Election Month. I mean, because
well, and that's
going to
cause
a
whole mess too.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to
drag it out.
Yeah. Well, we kind of
unless it's overwhelming. Unless it's in the presidential, unless it's overwhelming. I don't know that it will take forever. I think people are saying that, but you know what? People who are voting, why do we feel it's going to take forever? Because you got to have your ballots in by Election Day.
Depends on the state. There are some states now that have adjusted that. One state says it has to be in by 3 days after. Another state says, I think it's 2 weeks after. So, you know, they're all adjusting their rules because they know with this current postmaster general, he's tried to slow everything down and they've kind of adjusted for that.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a landslide. I don't know if that'll matter.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be a landslide. I hope it is.
I just don't think, and I think locally, I don't know that it'll happen either because the presidential years are big turnouts.
Yeah.
I think there'll be big margins. So I don't know. I think we'll know quite a bit.
That brings up an interesting point. Are we going to do an election night show?
Sure, because
you won't know anything.
No, but we'll have results. I mean, we'll have, even if they
think
we'll have some results because people will vote that day and the absentees will be counted and all that.
I might run down to the Board of Elections and find out if they're going to officially put anything out because they have to. Well, they may just say we're going to wait until we have all the count.
But
they kind of screwed it up the last time.
What you can't do is what we found out.
Yeah.
Which I don't run the Board of Elections.
Right.
But apparently we found out.
And it has been changed since then,
yes,
by the way.
And yeah. So it's going to happen then. Well, if it's been changed, then it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, let's hope.
Well,
yeah.
Because apparently what they did last time, by holding everything to the end, they're not allowed to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
We down at the Democratic headquarters, which is where I was reporting from, they were asking whether that was legal all night long, but nobody knew.
But didn't we find out that it wasn't?
Yes, we did find out it wasn't legal to hold it all.
So then we do know that.
Let's hope that we will honor that. We know a lot of things. You can't avoid subpoenas, but we do avoid subpoenas.
But this is the local board of elections. I would think if they try not to give any results, that somebody would alert the authorities, and I'm sure they will tell them to give the results.
I'm not going to do it today, but sometime in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to run down and find out what they expect to give us.
I don't even think under the sunshine laws in this state you could keep it hidden.
I would hope not. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not sure why they would want to anyway.
For clarity's sake. Because, you know, the first night, if all we get is the electoral, the walk-in ballot, for certain, you know that that
will... But why wouldn't we get early voters that night? Which I think are going to be the biggest group this time.
You think walk-in early voters will be bigger than the mail-in voters? I don't.
I'm not really sure how... Because it... Can you mail in your vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why was this such a big issue then for such a long time?
It's a big issue because, first of all, the governor decided that you could only have one drop box in a county. There were people that said it was a way of making thousands of votes, giving thousands of votes to the Democratic Party because they were all going to be mailed out and everybody was going to cheat on that. And you know.
But they've got to be in by election day, right?
In the state of Ohio, yes.
Right. So our local elections will be determined that night. What vote?
But they have to count them.
Which I think they will. I mean, it's all electronic, isn't it?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, you're talking about the mail-in.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think they'll staff up for that?
I hope so, yeah.
Well, they'll need less poll workers because if less people are showing up at the polls.
I keep getting asked to be a poll worker. I'm not going to be a poll worker. That could be a dangerous position this year.
I can't imagine. I think everybody thinks this because of the mail-in thing, but I really don't think that's going to happen because I think that the votes that come in from the precincts are all computerized now, so that doesn't take a whole lot of time.
Do you think that there are a lot of things being said just to help avoid things? Like casting scare tactics so that, let's say I'm a Democrat and I, I'm not sure I've got enough time to explain this, but I think a lot of people are saying things that they don't really believe, but they're saying it for effect so that the other side doesn't assume that we won't be watching for that. I don't.
Well, if you start to see that there are parties being planned that night for Biden and Trump, you will know that they plan on getting the results. You can't keep that hidden.
Yeah. I am going to run down to the Board of Elections and ask them what and I'll go as a radio reporter and say, what should we expect? I'll find out in the next couple.
Well, and I think at this point somebody should point out to them, since we do know, which nobody did last time, that you have to. It's not do you want to, it's you do have to do this.
Yeah, but if they haven't been counted, it's going to be really tough.
Hopefully they got people down there. We'll be back in 1 minute. Stay tuned to this station for more.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian Native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio. It is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, 46 minutes past the hour, and The Progressive Life with Glenn Coble is coming up with the first visit by the Progressive Professor.
What a perfect name for him.
Well, how, and former regular, on Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp.
Yeah, yeah. I brought this up off the air. I'm going to bring it up now and see what you think. I'm going to put you on the record.
Go right ahead.
What do you think about me replacing Swap Shop, which has not been doing well because of the COVID thing, with a second day of a Progressive Life so that I can ask Dr. Feynman to be on with me once a week?
Well, I think it all comes down to the listeners.
That's what I'd like to hear from them.
Okay, so listeners, here's the deal. And we'll do this for 2 weeks, and we'll see what happens, because this is kind of sprung in the last 15 minutes of this show.
Yeah.
Do you want to see Swap Shop go away, or are you going to help us make that a better show?
You couched that wrong.
Well, how'd I say it?
Do you think that Swap Shop should be replaced?
Well, no, because we can't keep doing it if nobody's calling.
Sound terrible. Go away. And nobody is calling. Nobody has been calling for the last 3 weeks.
Right. So do you want to see it go away? Or are there people out there listening who enjoy it, who thinks it's a service, who think it needs to go on? Let us know, because your voice is important here on this issue. 740-383-9944.
And another question to add on to that is, should we have Swap Shop like on Friday and Saturday, and maybe find somebody who can do Swap Shop? That'll give you a break, because you're on then, and if you're on all the time.
Never off.
But I can't do it. But maybe we ought to think about seeing if we can't find somebody that would do the Swap Shop voice.
I don't know who it would
Jeff
be.
Ruth.
Well, you know what? I don't think it matters who does it. It's just who listens.
Yeah, it is. And I think our biggest problem is on Thursday afternoon, it might be okay for people who are having garage sales. But it's not so good for people that want to advertise something that they're going to sell on Saturday.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to figure out, because in the beginning, it pushed well.
Yeah,
and there were weeks. I mean, it was constantly
8 to 10,
and it grew to that,
yeah.
And then was staying pretty steady at that. And they were callers that were not regulars.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did people stop wanting to sell stuff? Did people forget that it was on?
I think people were afraid. They don't want to go shake hands with somebody at their door and say, I'm the guy that wants to buy that refrigerator from you.
So let us know. 740-383-9944. Should Swap Shop stay, or should Swap Shop go?
And I don't mind doing it. I just have a lot of trivia available every Thursday afternoon.
And you want to invite Dr. Feynman on to be a regular.
Yeah, I would like to do it on a regular basis. And I don't want to kill the Progressive Life where people can call in and stuff like that. I was going to say that we're going to have James Anderson on Thursday.
That'll be good.
Yeah. I love listening to his, all the little critters and all the plants and everything that he talks about. I love it. I learn something every week.
So you have got Dr. Feynman on today.
Yep.
Who is a transplant from Adam's show.
Yep.
And
from Florida, by the way.
From Florida. And it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Because you don't think you'll approach it the way Adam did.
Oh, I know I won't.
Okay.
Adam's smarter. He does more. I'm not sure smart is the right word. I think he researches politics more than I do.
But there was a falling out between the two.
You're not going to let that go, are you?
No, I love it. There was a falling out. Don't you?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to our first falling out.
Well, don't you think that Dr. Feynman should have to explain what
happened? No, I don't. I don't think anything.
Oh, Glenn, we all want to know.
Now, if Adam wants to explain it, he can explain it. And he can call. Well, he can't call in.
What if Dr. Feynman goes in and starts to explain it?
Well, I'll listen. I'm never one to shut somebody off.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what if he's... how are you going to introduce him? Well, let's hear your introduction, Glenn. Go ahead. Preview right here on this show.
Presenting Ronald L. Feynman, Doctor of Assassination. No,
well,
I have no way.
This is awful.
I don't know what I'm
doing. How are you going to do it, Glenn? Okay, now here's your... It's starting, and you turn on the microphone, and he's waiting there on the phone line. What are you going to say?
Do you hate Adam?
No. But how are you going to introduce who this guy is to the audience?
I'm just going to read his... I've got his bio stuff right here in front of me, and I'm just going to mention who he is and that he had been on with Adam before, and now he's going to be on with me because of a scheduling change. That's all.
Is that really what? But see, that's a lie.
No, it is a lie. It is a scheduling.
It's a lie, Glenn. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. Oh man, Glenn! You said you'd never told a lie.
That is not a lie.
It's not a scheduling change.
Yeah, we were scheduling them at a different time.
Why?
Well, that's a now. To answer that question, I don't know.
Nobody went in and said, "Oh, Wednesdays are better for Dr. Feynman than Monday." It's not a scheduling change. It's a because there was a falling out, and now he's available. And had there not been a falling out, I don't think he would be on the show today.
Adam, if you're listening, thank you very much for letting me do Dr. Feynman.
Or did you ask permission? I didn't realize you did that.
No, but I think he would have let me know if he was dissatisfied. And he's actually said some nice things. Thanks, you know.
Do you care?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I don't care about anybody in that position because, again, I told you, I don't like dictation of guests. Don't tell me who to have on my show, and I don't tell you who to have in your show.
Yeah, okay.
What if I said, Glenn, do not have Dr. Feynman on because he's had a fight with Adam?
I'd walk.
Right. So why would you
care? I would not argue with you. I would just say, thank you.
So what would you say if Adam said, don't have him on, we had a falling out?
You're my boss, not Adam.
Right, but you would still have him on.
If Adam said no?
Right.
I don't know that I would.
What's the difference?
The offending of people? I try not to offend
people. So you're okay to offend me, but not him?
Oh, yeah, but I do it with love and
you
heart.
You would not leave, first of all, if I said don't have somebody on, because I would not just say it. I would explain why I thought they shouldn't be.
I would listen.
And in this case, I would say, listen, there's been a falling out there, and I don't know that this would be the best situation.
We had a situation a while back where one of our sponsors wanted to tell us something of what to do.
That's true.
I would have walked on that.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody approached you and said...
Well, no, I'm just telling you that I do have principles.
No, but I do think in that particular case, just made you aware of it, I think is all that happened.
Yeah, yeah. But if it had something to do with my show and they said, we're not going to pay for his show because...
Well, that didn't happen.
No, because nobody pays for my show.
Right, so that wasn't an issue.
I'm valueless.
But I do think sometimes in that, I believe in that in a way, because I'm not saying that somebody should be censored, but I also think that sometimes if we're going out of our way to offend people, I don't think the initial comments were said to be offensive. Even though obviously they offended somebody. But I think if you go back and do it again, once you know that they're offended by it, then I think you're doing it on purpose.
So somebody said something that was offensive.
I never got that far. I'm just saying in that particular... Like, that's usually what it is when a sponsor threatens to...
Oh, you're talking about the sponsor.
Yeah. Because if the sponsor comes to you and say, I don't... When the initial... let's say I go on tomorrow and say something somebody doesn't like, and a sponsor calls in and says, I don't like that. Well, when I said it, I didn't know it was going to tick them off. But now that I'm aware that it's going to tick them off, if I go on and do it again, then I'm just doing it to poke a bear.
It depends on what the thing was that you said. If the thing that you said was honest, fair, straightforward...
You can't take it back, but I'm saying, why do you got to say it again?
If it's an ongoing thing, I think you have to follow up with what you said.
Well, I don't know what that would be.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. This is terribly hip.
Well, I had one of those situations in my career. I had an atheist on one time. A sponsor didn't like it. They dropped all their sponsorships because of it. But I didn't feel I needed to come on and have... I wouldn't have had an atheist on the next day. My show was not about atheism.
Well, poking the bear is stupid. Right. I agree with you.
So why do
but
that?
I would not stop having atheists on just because somebody quit sponsoring you.
Well, but I don't know. See, here's the problem. If I've done it, I can't put that back in the closet.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing it again, am I doing it and knowing that it's offensive to this person or this group? If I do it again, am I doing it because that's really what I want to do? There are so many different things to do, so many different interests.
I don't know how you can judge one way or the other on that, because it'll be on an individual basis. If, let's say, somebody quit advertising here because... I'm an atheist. And I said I was an atheist. The next day, I'm still an atheist, and I'm not going to hide that.
Well, no, but I mean, I don't know that that would happen. I don't know.
Maybe no, we don't know. Everything's
hypothetical. All the situations I've ever seen with sponsors wanting to drop was because something was said. It's not a person's characteristic. It's something that was said. It's a particular point or particular issue that was trying to be made. So I don't know why you have to continue to make that point an issue every day. You've already made it. Like, I don't understand. There is so much repetitiveness.
Well, I was on a radio station in Crown Point, Indiana, where the news director brought up an item that was going on at the time, and I don't remember what it was, but he brought up the item, and the owner of the building that we were in said he was going to throw us out of that building if we ever talked about it again. Well, it was an ongoing thing, and he talked about it again, and they were going to throw us out of the building. And fortunately, at the time, the owner that we had of the station said, we're going to stand here. This is our ground. And we stood our ground. Now, I'm not a big fan of the owner of that station because he didn't pay me the $3,000 he owed me. But anyway, everything's different. You got to judge each situation as it happens, I think.
Right, but I think also in that particular situation, it does go both ways, because sometimes I think when people are told not to say something, they wouldn't have said it again anyway, but because they're being told, don't do it.
You can't show me. Right. Well, no. And my mother used to tell me a lot, and I go back to my mom and dad a lot because they were the people that taught me how to be alive. But my mom told me now I forgot what my mom told me. Well, must not have been important. Never mind.
Well, the other side of that, years ago I heard this story, you know, Tom Snyder was a well-known person at NBC for years, and so was Barbara Walters. Mm-hmm. And when they were both on NBC, he was anchoring the evening news, and this is back when there was three evening newscasts. And Barbara Walters was on the Today Show, and she had to go through a divorce. She was going through a divorce, but you had to show up in court to go through a divorce. So ABC and CBS had it on their evening news that night that Barbara Walters went to the divorce court, and NBC didn't run it.
I think that's wrong.
Well, but now the reasoning I think is right.
Okay.
Because the president of NBC called. He said, why didn't you have that on the news? That's news. Why would you not do that to Tom Snyder? Mm-hmm. And he said, because she has a child, and I don't think that's right. So NBC.
Well, are you news or are you friendly? I mean, if you're news, you should have the news on.
Well, but is that.
You would have had it on. I think.
Maybe. I wouldn't cancel a news story because of friendship, but then again, I don't think that's news. Just because Barbara Walters had to go to.
But that's a different.
But I think NBC. I think the other two networks were running that story.
As a gotcha?
Yeah.
Look, well, if that's true. Oh, that's what my mother used to tell me. Always judge your own motivation. Think about what your motivation is before you do anything that's important.
Well, I look at newspapers, to me, reflect that all the time. What's on the front page and what's on the back page? Because here's the problem. If it's about a well-known person in the community, it'll be on the front page.
Yeah.
If it's about nobody, it'll be on the back page.
Yeah.
Same crime.
Yeah.
Now, what world is that right?
And if they don't like it, they won't even put it on there.
That's right. So that, to me, is
even
hypocrisy.
If it's news.
And to me, that's what that story was about the kid. You know, ABC and CBS saw it as a way to take a jab.
But you don't know what the director's mental thought was. You're guessing.
But when you got 26 minutes to tell the news, I think that's pretty minor. Somebody appeared in divorce court.
But it's your thought, not their thought.
But
their thought might have been, this is news. And I don't think we have the right to say what is news
isn't. But was Tom Snyder canceling it because he was friendly with her, or was he canceling it because he didn't believe it was newsworthy? You never know.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So that becomes it. But coming up in 15 minutes,
I will be in the bathroom.
Doc Feinman.
Oh.
It's going to be brilliant. A progressive life with a progressive professor.
Yeah, and tomorrow, James Anderson.
And we don't know what will be talked about.
Nope.
And tomorrow morning, Ed Asner at 9:10.
Fantastic.
So it's a big couple of days. Oh, and Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today at 4:10. And we also have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon at 6:10.
Cool.
Tonight. Stay tuned.
Why are we in a war? Unprovoked, killing innocent people who had no right to be in Iraq, period.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRs. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 74.